Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good. Hey, there is a friend of mine called Malitsatsi Sunshine. Now, I wanted to listen to her. I just provoked her and asked her and said, look, we are talking about this, my friend. I haven't heard you on radio in a long time. We're touching on the issue of false witnessing. Remember, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Malitsatsi, greetings to you. Thank you so much. And of course, she sent me this message, contributing to the show.
Good day, beloved. My name is Malitsatsi, and I'm truly honored to share today's reflection with you as someone who values truth, healing, spiritual growth. I believe this message speaks to the heart of how we live and relate to one another. I have pointed the scriptures in the topic that we will be talking about that challenges us deeply, which is false witnessing. In Exodus 20, verse 16 says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Yeah.
This commandment isn't just about avoiding lies. It's about protecting truth, preserving justice, and honoring the dignity of others. In the biblical examples, I have few, which is in scripture, we see how false witnessing causes destruction.
Yeah.
Jesus, our Savior, was condemned by false witnesses in Matthew 26, verse 59-60. Even their testimonies didn't agree. Lies may gather in numbers, but truth stands firm. Another one, which is Naboth, in 1 Kings, verse 21, was falsely accused so Jezebel could steal his vineyard. An innocent man lost his life because of deceit. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was also falsely accused, yet his truth-filled testimony still echoes today. In real life impact, false witnessing is just ancient history. It's present in gossip, slander, exaggeration, and even silence when truth is needed. It breaks families, poisons workplaces, and divides churches. It's a tool the enemy uses to sow confusion and mistrust. God's standards and encouragement. But we serve a God of truth. Proverbs 12, verse 19 reminds us, truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. When we speak truth, even when it's uncomfortable, we align ourselves with God's nature. Let people be of integrity. Let our words be seasoned with grace and grounded in truth. Let us speak life, not lies. Let us defend the voiceless, not accuse the innocent.
Sure. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Call to repentance and closing. And if we've ever participated in false witnessing, knowingly or unknowingly, let us repent. God's mercy is abundant and his spirit empowers us to walk uprightly. May we be known not just for what we say, but for the truth we live. Thank you for listening. May this message stir your heart and strengthen your walk with the Lord. Blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Malitsatsi, Sunshine Mutoso. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, my sister. Send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. OpenView 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Godfrey.
Good evening, Brother Ray and your guests and listeners.
Thank you.
Mangbong, Ungulungul Wispai Tuba. False witnessing, it's a lucrative business. They wouldn't be doing it if there was no money. They're making a profit out of the screwing the word of the Most High and then turning it upside down, making a mockery, because they have studied that, the devil has studied that there's so many people who support those false teachers. You see by the number of following, people go there not gullible. Some are gullible, some are deceived, but others go there knowing very well what is happening behind the scenes. It's because they want to subvert the truth. They don't like it. They want to bend it. And it is a direct challenge to the Most High, false witnessing. Moreover, we were warned that those people will come and they will go, and they will, if we're not careful, they will even catch, deceive those who are elect. But it's not possible to deceive us because we have the Holy Spirit that leads us, that filters everything. They have a way around the words in Scripture and twist it around to sow discourse and to mislead people into the dark pit, into hell. Most of them, they've already resolved that they don't love the Most High. They don't even believe in Him, let alone His Word. They don't even read it, the Word. In their services, even if they read it, it's taken out of context, misinterpreted, just to fill the house, to massage the egos of the attendants, the people who attend those services. They will go as morning service, afternoon service, and evening service. They will even sleep there because they are drawn in by these lies. But amanga amnandi iqiniso liyababa. We don't want to be told the truth. And it's so difficult when you hear the truth to change, unless you have the Spirit of the Most High, you have accepted His Son as Lord and Savior and personal Savior. Yeah, until we get to that level, we're still going to see more and more of these false witnesses. A strange thing is that even if you read the Scripture and show them that, look, this is what it says, you've erred, they don't take what you're saying. They will challenge you. Tomorrow they'll come with another scripture. Because it's so difficult for them. Their heart is hardened. It's so hardened for the followers to see it. Even the peddlers of the false witness. If you go to their services, their churches you attend, Opa, Mrs. Sandler, we are pointing out, or after a service, we are seeing what is on twin. Udotatela is kundla uzoxoshwa angeke uphinde attend leyo sonto. Because wena uvula abanye amehlo. So they're using it as a scam. Because thieves, liars, the offspring of Satan, have realized ukuthi it's easy money. I don't have to go and rob a bank. I don't have to risk my life and go in the heist. I don't have to point a gun at somebody. I don't have to break into somebody else's house. I just listen to a couple of verses and sermons from other false prophets, spin it and throw it in the church, and then there, boom, voila. at the end of the day, it's about collection, money. Yeah. Yeah, people must be aware of false witnesses. The only way to filter them out is when you know the word, follow it to the letter, and you have been baptized and have received Christ, the Holy Spirit will come to you and he will guide you, he will lead you to the greener pastures. He will block you. When you are in those services, he will tell you that this is wrong, this is not right. And another filter for people is that they must read the scripture themselves and then allow the Holy Spirit to give them the discernment and understanding so that they can escape these false witnesses. Ubusuku obumnandi, Pastor Ray nabalaleli. Masibonge uNkulunkulu. Amen.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Tune in to God's Grace. RadioPulpit.co.za.
Right, RadioPulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit Jigelele. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. I'm hanging out with Professor Buyiso Ndezi. We are talking about and looking into the very issue and the very notion of false witnessing. What is false witnessing even all about? We are touching on that. And of course, also, we are touching on the very aspect of saying, as children of the Father, have we really gone right when it comes to false witnessing? Have we gone right? You know, because it looks like at times we really don't look into the word. We actually go with those things that feed us somewhat somehow. And that is the biggest problem ever. All right. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And then, of course, you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout, talk to us there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. What is false witnessing? What is it even all about? And these days, can we say without any doubt that we understand what false witnessing is? Let us talk to Lisa Poe. Lisa, thank you so much. I really appreciate your availability at all times. Thank you. Greetings.
Today we are sharing the word on a very important topic, which is false witnessing. Mm. What is it, the dangers it brings, and how we as a Christian community can prevent it? Mm. Now, what is this false witnessing? False witnessing is considered as giving untrue testimony about another person. It may include lying, slandering, gossiping, or even misinterpreting the truth in a way that harms others. In the Ten Commandments, God says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, that you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Now, this commandment reminds us that dishonesty is not just a smaller matter, but a direct offense against God and against our neighbors. Proverbs 19 verse 5 warns us further that a false witness will not go unpunished, and whosoever pours out lies will not go free. Now, scripture makes it very clear that God condemns falsehood because it destroys the truth, which is the foundation of justice and the foundation of community. Let us talk about the dangers of false witnessing. There are several dangers that we as a Christian community must consider. Number one, it destroys relationships. False words break trust between friends, families, and even church members. And rebuilding that trust after lies is very difficult because now your words are discredited. Even when you testify about the word of God and what God has done in your life, people won't take it serious. They won't take it to heart, and it will even be difficult for them to praise God because of your testimony, because your words are now associated with lies. Number two, it causes injustice. Now, innocent people may be condemned because of false testimony. Proverbs 25 verse 18 compares a false witness to a weapon, like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is one who gives a false testimony against a neighbor. Number three, it harms the witness themselves. It does not just harm the community and causes people not to trust you or condemns the innocent people, but it also causes harm to you yourself as a false witness. A person who lies distances themselves from God, because when you lie and when you give false witnesses, you hinder the Holy Spirit. You hinder the Holy Spirit. You quench the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, who is the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of love. Now, Revelations 21 verse 8 includes liars amongst those who face judgment. It damages the church's witness. If the world sees Christians lying or gossiping, now our testimony about Christ, it loses its credibility. People will no longer take us serious because we, as Christians, while we are professing faith, we lie at the same time. Now, how can we as a Christian community prevent false witnessing? The Christian community has a responsibility, you know, to guard against sin, against the sin of false witnessing, against the sin of lying to people, even against the sin of, you know, making the word of God to be too superficial in the name of trying to draw people closer to God or make the church to be fuller or try to get the attention of the youth. You know, we can make the word to be too superficial, too good to be true, and we have a responsibility to stay against such actions. The word of God is what exactly it is. The word of God. We mustn't try to add on it or subtract from it just so we can keep certain people or draw the attention of the youth or try to make church fuller and make the crowds come, you know, our direction as Christians. That is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to bear witness to the word of God just as it is. And the Holy Spirit will take control of the rest. He will deal with the rest because he is the one that is able to penetrate inside the people's hearts. Now, as Christians, we need to value the truth. Jesus declared in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So to follow him, to follow Christ, is to speak truthfully, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. So truth must always be found in us, not false witnessing. Now, Christians must be able to practice discernment. You know, before repeating something, before you speak it out loud, you know, ask yourself, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it edifying? Is it necessary? And after speaking, because as soon as you speak something, you cannot take those words back. So we need to ask ourselves, can someone be edified out of what I'm saying? And is this going to harm someone's reputation, or is it even going to affect, you know, Christianity as a whole? We need to ask ourselves and discern before we speak something out loud. And also, Christians are accountable to, you know, promote accountability. We are responsible for promoting accountability within the church. The leaders and the members, we should encourage one another. We should encourage honesty amongst one another, and we should encourage lovingly, you know, we should encourage love and honesty amongst one another as a community with love. We should do it in love. Even when you see someone is forever testifying falsehood, or what they say is not true, they gossip, they lie, or they even, you know, over add on the word of God and say things which you know they are not in the word. When you correct that person, you should do it in love. You know, when you notice that falsehood arises in the community, Another thing we are responsible for is to build love and unity within the community, as the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 instruct us. It says, rejoice with the truth. If we love one another, we will not want to harm each other with lies. By relying on the Holy Spirit, James tells us that the tongue is difficult to control, but with God's help, we can overcome the temptations to lie or slander. Now, in conclusion, false witnessing is forbidden by God. That we need to know, because it harms the people and it destroys trust and it weakens our Christian witness, because we go outside professing as Christians, but when we lie, we weaken that identity of Christ in us. But as followers of Christ, we are called to live by the truth. Let us remember the words of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Now, may God help.
Okay. It just stuck there. It just stuck there.
People,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Of love, people of the truth, mm. People who speak in love, in truth, and people who protect one another's reputation, mm-hmm. And glorify Christ through our words. You know, let us pray to God to give us the heart to even protect one another. Even if you see someone is falling behind or slacking, do not slander against them. Do not bear false witness against them. As Christians, we should always be sure to stay away from slander and gossip and spreading lies, because it is forbidden by God. So stay blessed and thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you, Lisa. We are still taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can send us a voice note. Let's hear what you say on the voice note. And tell us about false witnessing, what it stands for, what it is even all about.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us WhatsApps, man. 082657. Let's hear what you say. Here's a little friend of ours. Professor, do you know this little friend of ours? We have a little friend here. And
yeah.
She's gonna tell us where we need to get off, and she's gonna put it there just as it is. And of course, finally, let's listen to her, this beautiful girl.
Good evening, Anguri, and good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I greet you all in the mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach. Mm-hmm. Today I'm going to be telling you about false witnessing. False witnessing means when someone is speaking the wrong things to you, telling you you're ugly, and saying the wrong things to other people, saying the wrong things to their neighbors, and betraying you as their friend. And I'm also going to be telling you about two verses I've read from the Bible. Here's my first one. Ephesians 4 verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. That means we must stop lying, tell each other the truth with our neighbors, and that means that is because we are members of one another and we are all the children of God. Here's my second one. Proverbs 24 verse 28. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, for would you deceive with your lips? That means you shouldn't speak something if it doesn't have a reason, and you shouldn't say something you've never seen. You shouldn't say something that you have never heard and been told about. That means, why are you letting your lips deceive the wrong things if you are the one controlling your lips? And why are you saying the wrong things to one another? That means you should be kind to one another, say right things about one another, say right things to your neighbor. Thank you, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to read my verses. In the mighty name of Yeshua Mashiach, amen.
Hey man, how about that, man? This is beautiful. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Each and every time when we give false witness, we basically are speaking lies. And the word says, and he who speaks lies shall perish. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 9a says, a false witness will not go unpunished. And B says, and he who speaks lies shall perish. These are the effects. And then when you look at Proverbs 24, 28, it says, do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause. False witnessing is witnessing against a person without cause. And then it says, for would you deceive with your lips? It is also a deception with our lips. We should be very careful about this. It won't go unpunished. We will perish if we continue into it. And let us know the effects. We are deceiving the people. And as believers, if we are geared on false witnessing, we are deceiving the nations. Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for that. I think these are the repercussions and the consequences that we are not aware of, simply because they do not happen immediately. At the immediate point, what we realize or what we benefit is what we want at the time. And we don't know that in the long run, there is this punishment that will come. As you read in Proverbs 19:9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. If we could have this at the front of our eyes, then before we could decide, I think we should do less, or we would do less of this false witnessing if we know that there will be a punishment that will come. But because God is gracious, he gives us opportunities, second chance and second chances, we think there's no subsequent punishment that will come, but it's an alert that we must have and know about the consequences. So I'm just going to read Matthew 28 verse 12 to 15, which aligns with what you just said in Proverbs 19 verse 9. I think we'll remember this whole story, particularly after the resurrection of Yahusha, when they were trying to bring together people that they may conceal the truth. The Bible says in verse 12, when they had assembled with elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. False witnessing perpetrates lies all the way. If there is nothing that stops those lies, people continually believing the lies that are told by people who have been deceived. But what we are seeing here is the assembly of specific people with the aim of deceiving, with the aim of spreading lies. And this is about the deliberate witnessing that they want to send forth so that everybody will be deceived. Because you cannot be a false witness if you don't have an aim of destroying the nation. If you don't have an aim of destroying that person's life, that person's future. So these disciples or these people who were bringing everybody together with the aim of spreading lies, their aim was to destroy the truth, is to destroy the whole nation, that people will go telling things that are not right. Hence they're saying here, tell them. His disciples came. So it means they are feeding them with lies. They are feeding them with information. So false witnessing is also about bringing off the wrong information to the next person, that that person may spread that information with the aim of destroying the whole nation. And what is it that they benefited? They were given money. So at the end of the day, it's about what you will benefit as you continue doing that. So it means there are things that people look after or they look forward to when they start doing spreading lies, when they become false witnesses. So it's either they will benefit money, it's either they will benefit fame, it's either they will benefit gratification, it's either they will benefit acceptance, because some of them, when they are rejected and someone says, do this for me, spread this and this lie, they find that acceptance. So there is some kind of benefit that people experience as a result of false witnessing. And we are seeing here taking money with the aim of getting something and with the aim of spreading these lies which go all over. And the Bible says even today the Jews have been spoken to about this. They know this because somebody witnessed falsely and spoke against the real truth of the Most High. So we are learning something here about false witnessing, the effects of false witnessing. What does it do to the nation? What does it do to the minds of people? And when it speaks about Jews even today, it means even the generation that came afterwards, they got affected. So false witnessing does not just affect you today, because when you get affected today, you also are going to affect the next generation. So it becomes a spreading and a perpetration of the false things which are meant to destroy the whole generation, the whole nation. So these things must be guarded against because they are affecting the whole truth and the standing of what the Father has meant for us. In the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 29 and 30, Paul is speaking here. He says, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in amongst you, not sparing the flock. Also from amongst yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. So this false witnessing is about people looking for something for themselves, not for the Father. So they knew the truth already, but what is happening is that they are emerging as people who are speaking perverse things deliberately, not that they don't know the truth. False witnessing is about twisting something that you already know. You won't be able to speak lies if you don't know the truth. So it means there's something that you know, and you choose not to speak that. You choose not to align with what you know, which is the truth. So here Paul is saying, these people who will rise amongst you will speak perverse things, but the reason for them to speak these perverse things so that they can create their own disciples, so that they can create disciples after themselves, those who will be like them, those who will speak like them, those who will have a conduct like theirs. And why is that happening? Is so that them and they, what they stand for will continually live, will continually be sustained from generation to generation. So false witnessing has not just come to do things for today and now, but it comes that it may destroy the future by destroying the today, which is about affecting you with lies, whereas you know that there is something that is of God, the truth that is of God, that you must be spreading forward. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3, Brother Ray says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. So this is also speaking about false witnessing. Knowing the truth of the Most High, and you don't consent to the wholesome words that were spoken by the King, the wholesome words that the Father instructed us by. And at the end of the day, when you twist things, when you inject your own words in the Word of God, you are now putting your own things. That's false witnessing, because the Word of God is true. The Word of God is complete. The Word of God does not need addition, does not need subtraction. But if we are not going to consent and agree to the wholesomeness of the Word of God, we are false witnesses, and we are not speaking the direct oracles of the Father. So we are speaking things that are not representing Him. We must understand that by false witnessing, we are misrepresenting the Word of God. We are misrepresenting the person of Christ, misrepresenting the Father Himself, because He is defined by His Word. He is defined by the wholesome, total word that He has given unto us. So if there is a twisting of the Word of God, there is a misrepresentation of God Himself. So people will not get the fullness of who the Father is. And it means me and you who are put in a position of speaking for God must ensure that we speak the wholesome word of God without breaking scriptures, without adding our own things. It means you don't have to put your mind on what the Father is saying. If the Father has not revealed anything to you about what He's saying, then I speak the word in its purity, because by so doing, you are spreading the true word and the true mind and the character of the Father. But everything that we do other than what the Father has said, we are breaking the word of God, and we become false witnesses. And we are being told here that there is punishment that goes with the false presentation of the word of God. False witnesses will not go unpunished. And it also speaks about the prophets who will prophesy falsely in the book of Jeremiah 5, verse 31. It says, the prophets prophesy falsely, and priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so, but what will you do in the end? It is because they have gotten to a point where they now speak for themselves. We are no longer speaking for God, and that becomes false witnessing. When you say, thus saith the Lord, but in your own way, in your own word, in your own things that you want to reveal to people, we are prophesying falsely, and we are now ruling by our own power, not doing the word of God, and that is also regarded as false witnessing. The unfortunate thing with this that is happening here, Brother, is that we have spoken this to people for a long time, and others who came to us not knowing the true word of God, they believe what has been said, and these false witnesses continue to be spread to the lives of people, and people do not get to know the true God and the true word of God, and which is why sometimes we deceive many by what we say, simply because we didn't want to reveal the word of God. So these are the effects of false witnessing, where God is concealed by what we say. So what I would like to say in conclusion is that false witnessing is a denial of truth. It comes to deny the real truth, that which the Father has said. False witnessing comes to deny the power of God. And the way I quoted earlier on, when they were saying, you shall say the disciples have stolen Him, it is because the power of resurrection had to be denied. So if they're denying the power of resurrection, they're denying the power of God, and they were now paying people to witness falsely. So false witnessing has come to deny the power of the Most High. It has come to conceal and to cover and diminish the real power and replace that power with with heresies and replace that power with people with, and replace that power with men's effort. And we see here men's effort where people are saying, go and preach, go and tell them that their disciples have stolen him. Simply because they don't want to accept the truth that there is an omnipresent and an omnipowerful Father who has the power of resurrection, and now they are starting tricks and they are planning that they must conceal the truth, they must conceal the power of resurrection by concealing that which has happened during the time of resurrection. So this is what happens when we continue going along with false witnesses. We are denying a lot of things about our God, denying who he is, denying what he is capable of, denying of what we can access from him. And as we do that, we are denying other people who could be accessing our Father by not knowing the truth, because we have revealed the lies that the devil has taught us to go and preach and tell them that the resurrection didn't happen, whereas we know exactly that the power of the Most High is able to give life and to resurrect the dead.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor. We really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. And send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Dumisane, I think we haven't read this one.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
Once again, yeah. I am a Jesus, our Lord, Pastor Ray.
Mm-hmm. You
know, says who to you who, when people speak well of you?
Mm.
Because they did so to false prophets. Now, Jesus, our Lord, teaches us the other part of life, man. Which, who to you if they speak well of you?
Mm.
In other words, if you are a pioneer now of false witnessing, in whatever way. So in that way, woe to you, says the Lord Jesus, because they did so to the false prophets. So Jesus says, no, don't do that. Jesus goes on telling Pharisees, good, yeah, you Pharisees, you want praises from each other. What did they again, Pastor Ray? So they only trust each other. But if any external eyes or opinions come, they are going to talk other things. So, So Jesus says, no, that's not how things should be. And you must want praises from God, because you are Pharisees. You came to stand to speak for God. So live in such a way that God is the one who approves. Not that when your friend says, yeah. Because your friend will say, yeah, if he's going along. You see, you are now again a member in the false witnessing like that, you see. So Jesus is saying, don't live like that. Don't go that path. It's not good for you. You should actually be on the path of truth.
Mm.
You see? So now Jesus also goes on and say, because it is this gang, you know, there's this notion whereby he says in the book of Revelation, talking to another church, I think it's the church of Philadelphia. He's saying to the church of Philadelphia, you church of Philadelphia, you are a good church. And then now what God is going to do is going to cause these Jews in this case, those who are claiming to be of God, to come and see how much God loves you, because you are a true one. And then they will see that they are actually a synagogue of Satan.
Hmm.
You see, The false witnessing go to an extent of actually people using the name of God whilst they're actually pushing the Satan agenda. So Jesus is telling the Philadelphian church, now I'm going to make them come to see what is the truth looks like. So be that one. This is what we get in Jesus. And Jesus also, Pastor Ray, goes on to say to come to the temple. In the temple, Jesus finds that they are actually selling. It's actually a marketplace now. So moved by the holy anger, he drives everybody out. He whips those he can. He releases the pigeon. Then he says, stop making my father's house a marketplace. Because my father said it's going to be the house of prayer. But you've turned it into a den of thieves. So, a den of lions, a den of thieves. In other words, you've made it a place of comfortableness for thief to take place. Yet it's a place of prayer where you need forgiveness, when you are making a place where sin, you compete about how much sin you can do. I can do better than you. So they sinning, not I can repent better. At least if you compete towards the right thing to conform it to the image of Christ. That's the point of the temple. So they come and say, who told you that? Then what are you going to do? And Jesus points the temple again. I can destroy this temple and build it back in 3 days. They said, hey, it took 46 years to build this temple. When are you going to build it back in 3 days? So what does that highlight, Pastor? It highlights Guti. They are actually advocating false witness. It's been generational. Someone started it, as we explained previously. Now it's been coming down, up until comes the Messiah. The Messiah to say, hey, this is the house of prayer. When you step, in fact, to step in the house of prayer, you are already worshipping. I mean, you really now sin right in front of God. That's what he's trying to say. They were comfortable with that. In other words, it has actually gone to that extent. So let's guard against that. Root any falsehood in your life and abhor it like God does, because it's quite horrible and it has dangerous consequences. Pastor, as I close, in John 6, I think, the disciples ask Jesus, I think it's John 14, they ask Jesus, show us the way to the Father. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to the Father except by me. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you, everybody. Amen.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate you. I really, really appreciate you. When I say, you must know that I am taken in awe, of your contributions to the show. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. All right. And, of course, send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Natinkosi says, my daughter, I thank God for being with me when I was saturated with false witnesses. Eish, nothing goes there. All right. But, okay. Let's see. Okay, others are sending me photos. Hey. All right. Professor, let's come to the wrapping of it. The aspect of a false witnessing, the word says quite a lot. It says in Proverbs 25:18, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. False witnessing is dangerous, man. It kills. Eh? It says it's like a club. That which they use to really hit someone on the head to death. A sharp arrow and a sword. That's what it does. What say you finally?
Thank you, my brother. Just to concur with what you said, a false witness and false witness is like a club, as you say. It's destructive. It does not leave someone stable. So you get to a point of weakness if you've been attacked by false witnessing, because it removes you from your rootedness of where you're standing. And whatever you believed before is now shaken because of this false witnessing. And here it says, he who continues to bear false witness against his neighbor, it means that person is even a killer to his neighbor. So this verse is reminding me of a very painful story or a very tragic story in the Bible of an old prophet and a young prophet. That's the story that you find in the book of Kings. I hope we will remember it. I'm just going to quote it. 1 Kings 13, verse 11 to 34, not going to read everything. So we are finding a story there of the old prophet who was dwelling in Bethel, and there's also a young prophet who was used by God and heard from God and sent by God to send the word of God to right people at the right time and the right places. And this young prophet came across the old prophet who was trusted in the place. Unfortunately, this old prophet started to speak falsely about the Lord and started to deceive the young prophet. And at the end of the day, we are hearing and knowing the death of the young prophet because there's somebody who was trusted with the word, who is trusted because of the experience, and trusted because of him being there for a longer time. And at the end of the day, the one who believed and heard from the Lord the right things and the things that he had to obey now eventually dies because of false witnessing. Mm. So this is just a warning that is coming to all of us that it does not have to be a person that is untrusted for you to experience false witnessing from. So anybody, even the trusted, can be able to be false witnesses. Even the trusted can come and deceive you. It therefore says to me and you, we need to learn to know the real truth and stand in the truth. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit and allow God to speak to us the final way. We need to know that which God has said to us is what we must hold on to, and not allow deception, not allow people who will come and speak contrary to what God has initially said to us. So if therefore speak to me and you, even in the churches where we are, we need to be able to discern the true word of God, because even in the house of God, we can come across false witnesses and we can experience false witnessing every day if we are not discerning. Because in this story, the old prophet who was trusted was able to deceive the young prophet. So it means we can have situations where the people of God are being deceived by the trusted, and those trusted people are leading them to death, and people, since they are not aware that they've been led to death, they end up not living according to the purposes of God. So we might not be literally talking about literal death here. We are sometimes dying spiritually because we continually allow this spiritual death happening to us because of false witnesses who continue to speak to our spirits. And as they do that, they are killing us. The connection between us and the Father is dying simply because we trusted them. So it means we need to know God for ourselves individually, have a strong relationship with the Father, allow the strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, and obey the Holy Spirit, not to grieve the Spirit of God, so that he can continually guide you, right, even when you hear things that are not of God. Then we can be alive in him all the time. Thank you very much, brethren.
All right. Next week, we are going to be touching base on the issue of stumbling blocks. What are some of the most notable stumbling blocks that one can really look into as a believer? There's quite a lot. And they come in many formats and in many ways. And in a variety of times, they do come. So we basically are going to be looking into that. Professor, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. May the Father do you good.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you as well. Blessings to all our family of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach. Have a blessed evening. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Coming up next, it's Men's Dialogue. I am talking to the leadership of Men of Hope, and we are taking it further and further, looking into what kind of men's movement is this. Remember, that is your show, man. It's not a show that belongs to a particular group of people or a denomination. No. It's a ministry that has become a platform for all men since 2017, man. It has been going on. May the Father do you good as you listen to this. And of course, I trust you will rejoice in it very much so. Tuda! Rabba.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.